Indigenous legal firms in the Northern Territory are calling for accessible video conference technology to connect families with imprisoned loved ones. Requests have been made for video calling to be facilitated by local police stations and councils to help remote and traditional Indigenous communities. Advocates say that utilising technology to connect families will provide much needed support for Indigenous inmates. Kate Rafferty has the story.
There have been calls by legal firms and Indigenous organisations to make video conferencing technology accessible for Northern Territory prisoners and their families. Remote communities are struggling to connect with imprisoned family members located in either of the Territory's major jails, one in the outskirts of Darwin, the other in Alice Springs. With the two jails located miles from most communities, it is thought that access to video calls may provide some solace for disconnected families. Marty Ost, president of Criminal Lawyers Association of the Northern Territory, says ensuring contact between the imprisoned and their remotely located families is a basic necessity.
The major concern is that when people don't have access to their families, there's data and research to suggest that apart from their time being much more difficult, that they don't, those prisoners that haven't had access to family struggle with rehabilitation, often re-offend both more quickly and more regularly than when somebody actually has access to their family, feels connected to their community, feels connected to the community at large, and has hope and prospects for success in the future.
David Woodruff, Principal Legal Officer of the North Australian Aboriginal Justice Agency, says disconnection from family makes Indigenous clients feel a strong sense of isolation and dysfunction.
You can see that. You see the pain of that separation. You see that on their faces. But you also see the joy when they talk to their family. That is always, for me, one of the fundamental questions I always sort of check on people is, have you had any visits or have you had contact with your family? Because that's the most important thing to make people safe, but also to help them through that massive transition of being held in custody.
Lack of contact and coordination is due to the poor support services available for Indigenous inmates, according to Ost.
There's a significant lack of interpreters at the prison. In fact, there's no interpreters at the prison unless they're booked on behalf of a prisoner by their lawyers. And there's no, to my knowledge, there's been a complete reduction, in fact, a complete ending of Aboriginal liaison officers at the prison. So apart from Indigenous Elders program, the Elders Visiting program, there's a distinct lack of cultural and community contact for prisoners.
The remoteness of location remains a barrier for Northern Territory families, but Woodruff says video conferencing is a sign of progress.
One step is, and it's not the solution to all problems, but it is one step about the greater use of video conferencing. In many communities, we still don't see... there are still many communities in the Northern Territory where there is no internet. There is no Wi-Fi. There are increasing places where there are police posts and corrections and courts where there's a rollout of video conferencing. It's not as good as touching and feeling and making sure everyone feels safe, but I can't underestimate the real importance of a video link to see your family, to see that they're healthy, to see that young person in custody.
As for why the benefits of video calling are still yet to be seen, Ost points to the standards of technology and internet in remote Australia.
I think the technology is really only just coming up to scratch and being used more regularly in these remote communities. And of course, a lot of people that live in cities down south in Greater New South Wales, in Victoria, they really wouldn't understand the nature of the isolation of these communities, their remoteness, and also the fact that not only do you have these remote communities, but then you will also have a lot of homelands outside of these communities and outstations, some of which might be on islands that are only accessible by boat, things of this nature, where people live a very traditional lifestyle, and Western concepts of law and justice are sometimes very different to their day-to-day experience.
Marty Ost, President of the Criminal Lawyers Association of the Northern Territory, ending that report by Kate Rafferty.